You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The spread is set at 7. The Panthers plus the points at 20-21. The Seahawks minus 7 with extra juice here at 20-23. And the points line is set at 44.5. What a difference a year makes, Gil. The Panthers 15-1 last season, now 4-7 and last in the NFC South going into week 13. And last week's loss against the Oakland Raiders pretty much consigned this season to the dustbin, Gil, as far as the Panthers are concerned. And now they've got to go into Seattle and try and rebound and produce a shock. I wonder whether this team has got the fortitude to do that. And having been to the Super Bowl last season, knowing their season is done and dusted, can they get up for this game? Not only physically, because they are banged up, Gil, but mentally as well.
Yeah, I think that's a question that was raised on my show. You know, I think it's compounded by the fact that the true hearts of the Carolina defense and offense are not there, or at least we think both aren't going to be there. Ryan Khalil, their center on offense, is done for the season. Ryan Khalil's presence cannot be emphasized enough on that offensive line, and he is done with a shoulder injury. And then on defense, Luke Kuechly, who everybody saw had that apparent concussion on November 17th, where he was emotional leaving the field, not sure if he's going to play in this game, though he has made the trip with the Panthers to the West Coast. So anyway, you take Khalil out and you take Kuechly to some degree hampered at the very minimum on defense. And you can forget all the talk about Cam Newton and all that. Those two guys are really the heart of this football team. And the real Achilles for the Panthers this year has been their pass defense. And the short, quick answer to that question, which, you know, is accurate, certainly partially at a minimum, is the fact that there's no Josh Norman there. And Josh Norman will certainly tell you that's what's happening with the Carolina pass defense. But that's been their real Achilles heel. And so, yeah, you know, look, do I think they're as bad as 4-7? No, right? I don't think they're that bad. I think they probably have an average offense, do the Panthers. And Cam's just not producing touchdowns at the same unbelievable rate that he was last year. All those things are true. All those things can be true. So, you know, probably an average NFL team, not a 4-7 NFL team. But you're right in the respect that if this team falls behind in this game, right, you're 4-7. Let's say you fall behind 10 points early or 2 touchdowns early. I don't know if you really have the desire at that point in a tough environment in Seattle. Let's say it's a Seattle weather kind of game where it's rainy. I mean, that becomes a really, you know, just a bummer situation for any human being. So if they don't get out to a good start in this game, it could fall apart pretty quickly.
And just to extend on the injury talk, Gil, Kelvin Benjamin, their number one wide receiver, he's been banged up. He will play, I think, but he might not be fully fit. And Ryan Khalil's backup, Gino Gradkowski, is right out with a knee injury as well, placed on injured reserve. So it's maybe even worse than it seems for the Panthers at the moment. And as you mentioned when we were talking about the Super Bowl and the outright odds, this is a Seattle Seahawks side that are finally getting healthy. They've managed to overcome the adversity and the injury problems to build this winning record, but they're getting healthy at just the right time, Gil.
Yeah, I think this is one of these teams that people, you know, it's funny with the NFL, and we're all guilty of this, right? I raise my hand, I'm guilty of this too. With each week, you know, we get to create a new narrative for all these teams, right? And you try to resist that urge. You try to keep a big picture for all these. And I think with Seattle, I have certainly kept a big picture with them, which is, I think they're just moseying along, Dave. They're 7-3-1. They know they don't have all their players. They're just fine. They're going to win their division. There's not a lot of competition in their division. The only question is, could they outdistance the Cowboys for home field or not? Right now, it doesn't look like they can, but who knows down the stretch. But yeah, look, they have Mike Morgan getting back into the lineup this week, their linebacker. Michael Bennett's status, uncertain. Earl Watson's even more in doubt for this game. But they'll get all these guys back eventually, and they're going to probably get a bye if things go right here down the stretch in the playoffs. I shouldn't say probably, but it looks like if they get all their players back, they've got as good a chance as anybody. Atlanta will have something to say about that as well. So Seattle's in a good position. they're not worried about too much. You know, their loss last week snapped an unbelievable streak of 98 consecutive games that they had led or been within one score in the fourth quarter. And, you know, so what? They just keep moseying along. But you made a great point about the Panthers' offensive line, even beyond what we talked about. So, right, no Ryan Khalil, no Gino Gradkowski, his backup, to replace these guys. They signed free agent center and Ryan Wendell, and they also added tackle Dan France, who's right off of the Cleveland Browns practice squad. Now, you don't have to know who Dan France is. I certainly can't give you a bio on Dan France, but he's off the Cleveland Browns practice squad, Dave. If I had said Dave, they just signed Dave Kellner off the Cleveland Browns practice squad. Not to insult Dan France or his family in any way. You know, you'd get a sense of how desperate the Panthers are right now, and that's where they are. So, look, I do think this spread is not the worst spread in the world. I don't want to give the impression, you know, my lean here is Seattle, and I'm going to pick Seattle. But I'm stronger on Pittsburgh. Like, I do give Carolina some juice here. I do think they're better than a 4-7 football team, and Cam is capable of making plays at any point. But I don't trust the Panthers. I don't trust them if they get in that situation we talked about where things go bad early. And I think that's a huge part of this game. This might be one of those games where you sort of wait to see what happens early and then maybe make an in-game or second-half wager.
Definitely, definitely. And one thing we need to touch on just before we leave this game is the fact that this is a revenge game for the Seattle Seahawks as well. Something that you mentioned on your show, Gil. Carolina beat Seattle back in January in the divisional playoff round, 31 points to 24. But that doesn't tell the story, really, Gil. The Panthers were 31-0 up in that game, and the Seahawks came back into it. But the Panthers more than deserved that victory, Gil. So the Seahawks have something to prove here.
We may have buried the headline in not saying that at the top, right? Because there are those who believe that that's the single most significant thing about this game. Usually games from year to year, you know, we don't really care. Carolina did beat them in the regular season last year also, but we don't care so much about that. It's when a team knocks you out of the playoffs that these particular people who put stock in this sort of thing, they focus on that point. And maybe there is something to that. Maybe the fact that that's still very fresh in Seattle's minds, you know, like, oh, this is the team that talked a lot of schmack coming off the field. You know, famously Cam Newton, when winning that game, grabbed a 12th man towel.
Yes.
Seattle Seahawks mantra at their home stadium is the 12th man, meaning a tribute to their fans being the 12th player on the field. Well, Cam Newton grabbed a towel that said 12th man at Carolina and sure had fun with that. And Seattle remembers that. They remember that very well. So that's a big deal. And, you know, even in their win last week, I'll wrap it up with this because this just popped into mind. You know, the Panthers played ultimately a good game against the Raiders last week. They lost 35-32, but really before Derek Carr's injury, that was a blowout, and the fumble by Derek Carr, that was a blowout. So, you know, I'm not sure we can read into last week's game and think, well, maybe the Panthers aren't as, you know, maybe they've got it in them. I don't know. I mean, again, I just wonder about this team. That's why ultimately you got to go with the Seahawks.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.